Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying life purpose, ministering the gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 to 38. Show me the way. This is a common scene for those in need of Jesus. Many are confused by the lives of some believers. Others stumble over the compromises of Christians. It's a fact that chameleons conform to their surroundings, and Christians can easily conform to the world. But we're warned against that in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. People need clear direction in finding life's true meaning. Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 to 38. Our text, let's read that. Verse 25. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." If Jesus walked where you go today, he would describe the situation with the very same words. Many of your friends are dying without Jesus. They're crying out for help in desperation, not with audible words, but in their hearts. It's your responsibility to show the way. But how do you do it? Well, you do it by three things. First, open your eyes. Verse 36 of Matthew 9. But when Jesus saw the multitudes, notice that he was there with the people. The people in our lives need Jesus. Are you tempted to write some off as a waste of your time? Look beyond the outward appearance and see the hurt on the inside. We may never see the beauty in some people, but when we realize how much they mean to God, we will do what we can to help. So open your eyes. Second, open your heart. Verse 36, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Weary and scattered. They needed care. Effective witnesses must have a compassionate attitude. It's an old saying, but it's true. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So open your heart. And then third, open your mouth. Tell people about Jesus. Opportunities to share the gospel message come often. So with eyes open, with hearts open, be ready to speak. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. The apostle said, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." A silent witness of a godly Christian is good, but people need to be told how to be saved. So open your mouth. Have you asked God to help you see those in need? Those around you, those who you come in contact with, those who are in your life on a daily basis? Have you asked God to develop in you a compassionate heart? That you would be concerned not just what they look like, but what's going on inside of them. The things that you can't see, the things that are impacting their lives? And have you asked God to give you boldness to share the gospel message, to be able to just take a deep breath and tell the truth, share the good news of Jesus Christ? Paul, the great apostle, he obviously at times had trouble being bold and sharing as he should, because he asked for prayer about it. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul asked for prayer to be able to share as he should. Ephesians 6 verse 18 down to verse 20. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And then he turns it, and for me, that utterance may be given me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So just like we can be at times, or often, the Apostle Paul at times struggled to be bold in sharing the good news, and he wanted prayer to do that. We need that boldness, and when we have that boldness, we need to speak. We need to share the good news. We need to see those in need. We need to have compassion for them because of their lost state without Jesus, and we need to share the good news. Think about all that, and you have a great day.